You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, we have another wonderful show in store for you. I hope you had a chance to tune in last week. We had a wonderful conversation with Robbie Holtz, author of these two wonderful books on Aboriginal healing and awakening, a wonderful show. It's in the archives. If you missed it, please go back and listen. And I'll be introducing today's guest shortly. But first, of course, I know you've been waiting all week long for our quotes from the universe and from Abraham. So let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. From the universe: the trick with spending money lies in knowing, with every fiber of your being, that it will return. And so it must. As if on wings, the universe. Universe getting down into something real practical here about spending money. Quite interesting. Let's see what Abraham has to say today. From Abraham: you say, may I have, or I would really like to have, or what I really want is, and you can name anything under the sun that you can conjure, and the universe calmly says, here it is, because it is known by all that is that anything that you desire can be. So, yes, here it is, Abraham. So two rather interesting quotes today around money, or shall we say, the energy that we put out into the world, because money is merely nothing more than a reflection of the energy and the value that we provide towards people and the means of exchange that we use for that. And Abraham saying that pretty much as soon as you imagine anything, the universe will conjure it up for you. Now, you may say, Sam, that sounds all great and good and wonderful, but I want this and I want that and I want this and I want that, but it ain't showing up. So where is all my stuff? Well, the answer is, of course, that your stuff is there. You're really keeping it from coming to you until you line up energetically with what it is you're desiring, with what it is you've asked the universe to create for you, which it's created, until you completely release the resistance that you have to believe that that stuff will show up. Until you've completely, energetically are so congruent with it, you're really keeping it from coming to you. The universe is more than happy to let the money flow, to let the energy flow. Because after all, let's face it, when we do something that causes other people to give us money, we're really only borrowing it. Because eventually we're going to take that same dollar bill and we're going to give it to somebody else for something else. That there's something else that someone has created or conceived of that we perceive has value and we pass it along. Right? The money does us no good just sitting there in the bank account. All those ones and zeros making you feel real good on the computer screen. But you know, you can't like lie. Well, I mean, I guess you could if you got enough dollar bills, create a bed from it. But if it's just numbers on a computer screen, you can't eat it. You can't put it on your body. You can't clothe you. You can't turn it into an umbrella. You got to take that money and spread it around. Give it out there. Let it flow in exchange for these goods and services that you're looking for. And that when you're in that flow, when you understand that the universe is all about the flow, the give and the take, the receiving and the giving, when you give value to people, and what value is to one person may have a different connotation to it than value to another person. You know, to a starving child in Africa, value is not an iPhone. Value is food that they can eat. But to a billionaire, you know, a $5,000 gift almost has no meaning because they probably spend that much sneezing. You know, value is relative. And what was once considered extreme value today might have very little value to it. Think about the things that used to cost so much and now cost very little. There are lots of reasons for it. Yes, you can say production's gotten more efficient and technology and this and that. But ultimately, what has come down to is the amount of energy, of input, of human labor and thought that went into creating whatever that thing was does not have the same value that it once did. And when you understand that all this is a flow of value, a flow of energy, an exchange, then you know that to really line up with the things you want is to line up with the value you place upon it. The only thing that keeps all those goodies that you want from coming to you is lining up so much energetically with it that you feel as valuable as the things you want. That it's only because you don't feel the value in yourself, that you don't feel you're as valuable as a Michael Jordan, that you don't have the same money as Michael Jordan or Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. Why? Look around at society. Look around at how you were raised. Look around at all the things you were taught about money since you were a child. Some people are taught that they deserve the wealth of the land, that they're entitled to it. And you know what? Money flows very freely to them. And other people are raised to believe that you have to work hard and you have to effort and struggle and sweat and blood and tears. And that's what it takes. So really, if you want all these goodies that the universe is more than happy to give to you, you just have to find the value within yourself that makes you feel that you are more than valuable than those goodies, and those goodies will show up. The universe and Abraham guarantees it. And it always never ceases to amaze me how apropos our quotes are for our guests. And today, you know, we've had some interesting guests recently around healing and spirituality and all kinds of fun stuff. But today we're going to get a little more practical. We're going to get a little bit more down to really the what does it take to really help us to be successful in our business and our careers and our ventures and working on something very fundamental. And I'm very, very pleased to bring on board Lisa Mannion, who is known as the business marketing architect. Ooh, I love architects. They just create things. And she's the creator of a new marketing and copywriting model for success, which is sort of a three-step process that looks at challenge, solution, and invitation. It's a formula to create marketing messages with integrity, and she's been featured in such magazines as Inc. magazine and the number one best-selling books, Wonder Women and Engage. Ooh, Engage, that's a good one. This approach is an alternative to the standard problem, agitate, solve, copywriting formula that kind of pokes at you and pokes at your pain points, manipulates your emotions, and often perpetuates buyer's remorse. And, you know, it's that kind of marketing strategies that have been used for so long that just kind of make you feel icky. You know, it's those kinds of marketing messages that you see people using that just make you feel it's so inauthentic. But yeah, for a short period of time, those people may make money, but inevitably it doesn't last. Lisa, however, focuses on your big vision, building relationship, and reverse engineers your most powerful solutions into profitable revenue streams with copywriting and content strategies. And as my listeners know, I'm a big believer in content marketing, that this is replacing this dying dinosaur of an industry we know as advertising. Lisa is also the recipient of the People's Choice Award at the 29th California Women's Conference, and she's created training programs for the small business development centers, and as of course is available for speaking engagements, copy projects, and consulting, I guess, around the world. Could you work pretty virtually, don't you, Lisa?
I do. I am blessed to serve mission-driven entrepreneurs and business leaders across the globe.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Lisa. It's good to finally get you on.
It's my pleasure to be here, Sam. I'm so excited to talk about this, and I love how it ties in with the intent of everything that you teach and the power of basically the law of attraction and how energy really impacts everything we do, especially marketing messages.
Absolutely. And it's so interesting, I find lately, more and more people I talk to, you know, in the past, they would have kind of bought into a lot of these, you know, marketing boot camps and marketing gurus who talk about, you know, all these techniques and systems and just follow this thing. And you know, they'd feel like, I don't know, it doesn't feel like me, but okay, I'll do it because, you know, I see you've made lots of money and I'll follow it. And now more and more, I see people are getting more conscious of kind of how they feel and saying, you know what, this just feels too inauthentic to me. You know, I know this stuff works because I see, or at least I think it works because it seems like this person's successful, but that inauthenticity just doesn't sit well with me anymore.
You're spot on with that observation, and that's what I've seen happening more and more over the years. And what I like to say to people is, listen, if it doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. It's really that simple.
Right, exactly, right? We tend to overcomplicate things, but when you come down to it, if it doesn't feel right, don't bother.
Exactly. And, you know, I think, though, there's a piece of self-awareness in there that we do need to look at, Sam. And that's really sometimes things don't feel right because we're uncomfortable in a sense that we're stretching ourselves and moving into something new. And that's a different kind of not feeling right. You know, that's just
right,
that uncomfortable excitement before you break into something new and exciting that's going to open new doors for you. Whereas that feeling that you get in your gut, that's that intuition, you know, that part of you, that knowing, the gut instinct that just says, this is not right and it's not going to work. And we really, really need to listen to that.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. Though I would say there is a little bit of a distinction between something feeling uncomfortable and something feeling not quite right.
Absolutely. And sometimes people get those confused. You know, and it's just a matter of becoming very, very self-aware and tapping into the energy that best supports you and your big mission.
Right, right. Exactly. Because, you know, you can be a little bit uncomfortable because this is new. And anytime we try something new or unfamiliar, there's a certain amount of uncomfortableness to it because you're expanding yourself. You're outside of your comfort zone. But that's way, way different than just something feeling icky and just not feeling right and just like having second guessing yourself and saying, you know what, this, you know, I don't know. There's just something not fitting in quite properly here.
You know, it's very interesting because, you know, you mentioned that you're seeing yourself more and more people who are just realizing, look, this doesn't feel right to me, and kind of questioning everything, which I love. And that's kind of how I came to creating what I created, because I've been a student and practitioner of marketing, advertising, and copywriting for over 2 decades now. So I've kind of been around the block and seen a lot of different things happening and emerging. And what happened when I jumped in and started really studying direct response copywriting and some of the techniques that people were teaching, I had a lot of clients come my way and say, Lisa, we're just really frustrated. We're not sure what to do. We've invested all this money in these big gurus, and we've identified all of these pain points and problems that we're supposed to know about our ideal clients, and we've infused them into our marketing message, and our clients aren't buying. And I would go back to this question that you really hit on, and I think it's so important, Sam, is, well, does that feel right to you? I mean, do you, when someone pokes at your pain points, really want to do business with them or play with them in any way?
Right.
And so it really engaged people in critical thinking and them really starting to question, oh, maybe what everyone is teaching isn't right for me. It could be right for someone else, and that's fine, but it's not right for me. And I was so delighted to see people becoming more and more empowered, because it really reinforced what I had been feeling all along as I sat silently watching and studying with some of the very best marketing and copywriting gurus out there. Yeah. I had this whole thought in my mind, like, this just isn't right. This is so strange. Why are they teaching this weird manipulative problem, agitate, and solve formula? Because it does feel manipulative, but I was quiet about it because I had that little voice in my head saying, well, who am I to challenge the experts?
Right, right. Okay, wonderful, Lisa. I want you to hold that thought, because I do want to talk a little bit more about your background when we come back. We're just going to take a quick break, and I want to dig in a little bit to your background and kind of how that light bulb kind of went off in your head saying, ooh, you know, this is a better way. So I want you to hold on. We'll come right back to that, okay?
Okay.
Wonderful. And everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And my guest this hour is Lisa Mannion, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking with marketing architect Lisa Mannion today. So, Lisa, I'm just curious. So you've been in copywriting and marketing and content development for many, many years. Is this something like right out of school that you got started with?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, it goes back to when I was a really small child. As soon as I could write, I was playing with bad poetry and watching commercials in between cartoons on a black and white TV, because we only got two television stations where I grew up.
Ah.
And I would critique the advertisements even then and think, oh my goodness, they're missing the mark. So,
oh wow, that's so funny.
Yeah, it was really ingrained in me. And in fourth grade, a gal pal and I created the first school newspaper for our elementary school on a mimeograph machine. And I know that's
wow.
dating me a bit.
Wow, I remember those things.
Yeah, so it's been in my blood for as long as I can remember. And then in high school and college, I was the advertising manager and a reporter for the school newspaper. And then, yeah, right after I graduated from high school, I tried several different jobs, actually, and then went back to school part-time. And I ended up finding my way into some actually nonprofit work where I was writing and doing publicity for some nonprofits that were helping with really important topics. And then I jumped into the radio station and advertising agency arenas and really just have a lot of hands-on experience in creating marketing messages, advertisements, and all of that. But it was always from the very beginning, you know, writing and the whole marketing and how people interact was very much a part of who I am.
Gotcha. And so I'm curious, I mean, as you've sort of observed, as I've observed over the years, how this sort of manipulative aspect of marketing has become less and less effective, was it for you a gradual kind of realization, or was there some point where, you know, just the light bulb went off or some big gong happened and you just realized, like, whoa, wait a minute, this is wrong, this doesn't work, or this isn't right, and this is what we can do about it? Or really, was it just sort of something that you developed gradually over time?
It was a gradual thing. You know, I mentioned a little bit earlier that I kind of sat back quietly watching all the experts who were teaching the what I call manipulative and antiquated problem agitate and solve approach in copywriting. And I knew that it could work in the short term. I'd seen it work for people, but it didn't feel right for me. And so I knew something was off, and I just hadn't gained my confidence to really step up and speak about it. However, you know, again, hundreds of people coming to me saying, Lisa, this doesn't feel right to us. What can we do? Well, I had been practicing and teaching a different way all along. I just hadn't named it. And I think this is kind of an interesting and fun point, Sam. As soon as I named my formula, which really is simply a framework because it's not cookie cutter or paint by numbers.
Right.
But it's a framework to break the trance, challenge the status quo, and engage critical thinking. As soon as I named that three-step process, it took on a life of its own, and it was really funny. I'd never actually really thought about naming it, although I help others name their processes, which is kind of, you know.
Isn't that the way it always works?
I was actually prompted to do it. I was featured on the cover of a magazine, and they said, we need you to kind of write a little bit about your story, which I touched on as I talked about my background and passion. And in the process of doing that, I realized, oh my goodness, this is what I'm doing. I'm simply acknowledging the challenge that people have with deep listening skills. And then I'm inviting, offering a solution, actually, a real solution, and then inviting people to take the next step to do business with me by empowering them with information and the ability to make that choice. So it was never any of the manipulative hard sell tactics, but more about building relationships from that place of true value.
Right. And it's so interesting now in that I hear the same kind of message in many different aspects of business. As an example, a very, very good friend of mine teaches all about sort of third wave thinking in networking, you know, that when you're going out networking, she calls it, you know, going farming instead of hunting. And it's about building relationships for the long haul, not the shoot, kill, eat mentality. And it's that exact same kind of mentality that you're talking about building relationships, taking the time, you know, making it more personable in a way.
Yeah, it's really important. You know, I've actually recently declared that we are officially in the collaboration economy, where people are the true currency. And I'm sharing that message, hoping that it will really take on a life of its own, much like my challenge, solution, and invitation formula did, because people are people. We're not numbers. We don't want to be treated like numbers. We don't want to be manipulated into the sale. And if we don't build and strengthen those relationships and start treating each other with kindness and truth, the world's going to be in a pretty scary place. You know, we have the opportunity to change the way we do things and to teach a new way so that in, you know, in our small part of the world and whatever our expertise is, we can begin to help, you know, basically repair some of those broken threads of humanity and show people there's a different way to do business and to live life and to treat people.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm curious, with in your experience working with people in the last number of years, do you find that maybe like entrepreneurs and small business owners are a little more open to this conversation than maybe people who work at larger, more established corporations?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that. Yes and no. I mean, definitely entrepreneurs and small business owners, you know, they have the ability to create their own culture and really make their own rules. We get to create whatever we want to create. I've been doing whatever I want for 12 years in my business, so that's beautiful. But also, I think in the, you know, the corporate arena, things are shifting there. And in July of 2013, I believe it was, a new business structure came into play called B corporations, and that's benefit corporations. There really is more of an emphasis on doing business the right way, treating people the right way, and making a huge difference in the world and being more conscious and more sustainable.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. There is definitely a greater shift in consciousness. The benefit corporation and the social good ventures now is a huge kind of subculture that, you know, a social good venture doesn't have to be a nonprofit and can be a for-profit, but there is, as we say in the benefit corp, there is some benefit to society for what they're producing.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to see that change and that shift. I think it's so important.
And so how do clients typically like find you? Are they people who like kind of have they tried like other marketing techniques and systems and like they just didn't work and then they kind of come to you, or is it more like just word of mouth that people who have used you, you know, are just so happy with the results they've gotten that they start telling all their friends and colleagues?
Yeah, a little of both, actually. You know, many of the clients that come my way have experienced some of the antiquated techniques that we touched on, and they're really looking for a different way. They want to be seen and heard and be of real service and make a positive impact in the world, and so that's a big piece of it. But yes, a lot of it is also word of mouth, which is really kind of fun because I don't actually do any paid advertising, and I love that you said that content marketing is going to be, you know, becoming way more prominent than the paid placement, because with my, I call them, you know, preferred client referrals or my, you know, customer evangelists, whatever you want to call them, there's these great people who I've had the honor of helping really transform their message and their strategy in a way that feels good to them and gets really great results. They absolutely send business my way. And the beautiful part of that is they're already pre-qualified because they're like-minded, they're connected to other like-minded people, and because I'm very particular about the clients that I play with, I know that I'm always getting qualified leads from them.
Great. Yeah, so then you're actually, in a sense, sort of saving a lot of money because you don't have to pay to create a message that's going to sift out the chafe, so to speak. It's happening organically for you just because of the people you naturally attract, and they're so happy they're only going to send you people like themselves.
Exactly, and it's really kind of beautiful. And I actually had someone say to me recently, well, wait a minute, if you're a marketing person, how is it that you're not advertising?
Right.
And it's really, you're right, it is organic, and it's really beautiful. And I think when you do really, really good work, you believe in what you're doing, you deliver exceptional results, and you stand in your own integrity, you're going to, you know, you're going to reap the benefits of that. And again, it's an energetic thing.
Right. Exactly. And yeah, if you're being authentic and doing good work, you know, and you're just doing it consistently and showing up for people, you know, people will find you. Your tribe, as Seth Godin, right, would call it, your tribe will find you.
Absolutely. And I love it. I mean, I feel very, very blessed. And it's such a joy to play with the people that I get to play with and to help them get their message out there in a really, really big way and to do it in a way that feels right to them. Because, you know, marketing doesn't have to be that difficult. It really, right. truly is about building those relationships. Right. And it's just like having a conversation with someone. I mean, really, once you exactly. understand the challenge a person is having, it's really easy to offer a solution. And if we're not the right solution, it's just as easy to say, you know what, I might not be the right person for you, but guess what, I think I should connect you with Sam because he's doing really incredible work in this arena and he can help you move past those blocks that are standing in your way from your absolute truest abundance. And then just empower them with an invitation to say, hey, would you like me to introduce you to Sam or whatever it might be? So my point being, it's not all about us getting all of the business. It's about us serving the clients we're meant to serve and connecting the people we connect with that maybe are not a great fit because perhaps we don't have the expertise that some of our colleagues have,
right.
and really building on those collaborations.
Right. Okay, wonderful. It's time for us to take another break, but I would love to, when we come back, kind of take this challenge solution invitation framework that you have, and maybe you can give us some case studies or some examples of clients that you've worked with and how that actually worked with them to give our audience a little bit of an idea in their mind of, get a kind of a sense of how this is different. Okay, Lisa?
You bet.
Wonderful. And of course, if anyone would like to call in and ask your own questions of Lisa or myself, the call-in number is 877-480-4120. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and our guest today is Lisa Mannion. So Lisa, your framework is basically challenge, solution, and invitation. So how does this, I mean, show up in sort of a practical way? Let's just kind of, you know, paint a story of someone you've worked with to give our audience an idea of how this formula is different from the traditional, you know, find the pain point type of marketing.
Sure. Well, you know, I use this framework for everything I do, whether it's creating the marketing message or creating the overall strategy for business. One of my absolute favorite stories comes from someone who garnered really great results just by applying this after reading an article I had written. I didn't do business with them, meaning they didn't pay me for this information, so they're not officially a client. But the story touched me on such a deep level because I kind of found out about it accidentally. I was on a collaboration call through the Evolutionary Business Council, and this woman happened to be on the call as well. And she shared during this call when we were exchanging information that she had read an article that I had written about the challenge, solution, and invitation formula, and it really just felt right to her. And she had, in the previous year, invested in a pretty high-level sales coach and marketing coach to help her with her live events and getting people engaged to go into their programs from live events. And she shared with me that after reading the article, something shifted inside of her, and she said, oh my gosh, I don't have to use these other techniques that I've been taught. They hadn't been working anyway. She wasn't engaging people. They weren't sticking around after the presentation to get more information. And she was pretty frustrated because she had invested a lot of money in these techniques.
Right.
So after reading the article, something shifted inside of her. You know, it was that energetic shift, which just lights me up in such a big way. She went and she used the challenge, solution, and invitation formula in her presentation. And basically, it was just like she was having a conversation with friends, acknowledging the challenges that people might have, sharing what her solution was in the form of the really cool work that she's doing, and then extending that invitation to connect on a deeper level. And she immediately got better results. Now, that touched me on a really deep level, actually almost even deeper than some of my clients who've paid me. Not that I don't totally respect and am really grateful for that, but just knowing that this impact is out there, it is really pretty amazing.
Wow. Yeah, because it is really a paradigm shift, as we like to say, right? It's changing just the way we think about what does it take to attract people to be interested in what we're offering. And
exactly. And, you know, I think one of the things that I like to share in the context of this framework is that, you know, a lot of times you're taught to poke at those pain points and to agitate the pain points. Now, I understand that it's important to know what the problem is that someone's having, but I have a real fundamental problem with poking at those pain points and agitating it. So I like to say, look, why not focus on the passion points? Let's paint a picture of how life is going to be different and better once you experience whatever the product or service might be. And let's take it from there because that just promotes more positive energy.
Right,
so instead of, I'll give you an example, you know, instead of, say, if you're a relationship coach, instead of using, you know, really direct and maybe not so tasteful approaches like tired of one-night stands or, you know, feeling lonely because you've been single for too long. I mean, that, I just don't, there's not a really great energy around those. And instead, you could say, are you really craving your ideal soul partner? Or, you know, hey, why not deepen your relationship by learning communication skills that can enhance your relationship for the long term? And I think there's just an energetic difference in the approach. You know, sure, we do need to know the problem, but let's not poke at those pain points and let's not be distasteful. Let's be very cognizant and respectful of where people are and help them move from where they are to where they want to be. But we can do it with grace and ease. It doesn't have to be, you know, how we see it out there sometimes. And I think we all kind of bristle when we hear some of the more manipulative and not so tasteful approaches.
Right. Because in one way, that those approaches are kind of disempowering, right? It's kind of like pointing out to people in a way that makes them feel like, look, see, you're broken, you're stupid, you made these mistakes, as opposed to kind of empowering people, saying, hey, look, you have there is a way to get what you want from life. There is a way to be happy. There is a way for you to achieve the kinds of things you want to achieve. You know, it's a very subtle difference, but it's actually a very profound difference.
It really is, and I talk to my clients and to pretty much anyone who will listen a lot about the power of words, because words have energy, and we need to choose our words very wisely. And I think it's important to realize that, you know, our word is our honor, and that means your marketing message is a reflection of you, and it's a reflection of who you're going to connect with and to really, you know, I guess really just communicate in that authentic way so that you can not only build your business but be of true service. And if you're not using the right words, you're absolutely going to attract the wrong clients.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. Because you're going to appeal to a different kind of person, which may not be really the kind of person you want to work with.
Yeah, I talk a lot about that. I'm all about attracting ideal clients as opposed to chasing not-so-ideal clients. You know, there's more than enough business to go around. There are specific people that we're meant to play with, and that's what I call my work because I love it so much. And it's just really important to be clear about that, and I think it really goes back to basics. And in my teachings, when I'm teaching about how to create marketing messages with integrity, I do bring people back to the fundamental basics of really looking at their core values and making sure that those core values are in alignment with their personal mission in life as well as their business mission in life, because I've often found there's a big energetic disconnect when people decide to create a business just to make money. A lot of times people will teach you to go after the low-hanging fruit and just create an offer that's in demand so you can make money really quickly, and it burns people out. When they go back and they look at their values and they realize, oh my goodness, this structure in my business might not even be really, you know, upholding those values, they acknowledge that energetic disconnect and course correct, they tend to get even better results.
Right, right. Wonderful, wonderful. I'm curious, you know, when you work with people, I imagine like it's a little bit of work to kind of get them to shift their mindset compared to what they usually expect from traditional marketing. What's your biggest challenge in changing that mindset?
Well, you know, I actually don't have to change it that much. As soon as people hear me share my perceptions of the problem, agitate, and solve approach, and then I share the challenge, solution, and invitation approach, it's almost as if, you know, almost as if everyone is just breathing this collective sigh of relief, because energetically they feel a difference.
I see.
And I don't have to convince people of it. So what I think is really interesting is in, you know, traditional marketing and copywriting, we're often taught to overcome the objections. So if someone comes to us, like if someone comes to me and they absolutely don't believe that the challenge, solution, and invitation formula is going to transform the way they're marketing and help them get more clients, I'll simply bless them and send them on their way, because I'm not going to try and convince them that it's true. It's clearly not their truth, and that doesn't serve me or them to try and convince them to do that. So often we're taught, though, that we're supposed to overcome those objections, right? So if someone says no, we're supposed to figure out a bazillion ways to entice them to say yes, and I simply don't expend my energy on that. If they're not a fit, they're not a fit.
Right. Exactly. And it's really, you know, what you just said was perfect. It's where do you want to spend your energy? And the more energy you put towards trying to convince someone of something that they're not quite getting, you know, how much less energy would it take to talk to somebody else who just gets it right away? You could be talking to 5-6 people in the same amount of time you're talking to that one person trying to change their mind.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I had an interesting exchange on Facebook about this, actually, with you know, kind of an acquaintance on there, and I think I had posted something like, stop with the pain points and focus on the passion points, and his direct response was, no, absolutely not. 80% of the population would prefer to move away from pain as opposed to, you know, focusing on
towards pleasure.
And I thought, well, that's great. However, that 80% isn't who I want to play with. I'd rather play with the 20% and have them very highly qualified and understand exactly where I'm going with my messaging.
Right, exactly. And that brings up the old 80-20 rule that, you know, 80% of the people may do that, but it's actually 20% of the people you work with that really give you 80% of what you're looking for. So if you're looking for the 80%, you're looking at the wrong half of the equation.
Exactly. You know, it's really interesting, too, because things are shifting so much in the marketing and advertising arenas, and women are now influencing over 80% of all purchasing decisions. Now, that doesn't mean we're making all of them. We're, of course, collaborating with our partners or spouses and making those decisions, but the buying power has increased, and as such, marketing and advertising messages kind of need to adjust as well, and many of them haven't. And what I find very interesting is the Next Web did a study, and they polled women consumers, and 91% of them said they felt very misunderstood by advertisers. And then you take that a step further and you look at the fact that only 3% of creative directors in advertising agencies nationwide are women, and you just kind of connect those dots.
Right,
and I think it kind of goes back to what you said about advertising can be effective, but it's shifting. People, and what's happening is it's not as effective as it used to be because people haven't shifted who they're speaking to and really looked at assessing what's working and what isn't.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. Okay, believe it or not, time flies when we're having such fun. It's time for us to take our last commercial break of the hour. I believe you have a little offer we'll mention to people at the end, and we'll let people know how to get in touch with you. But I do want to come back and talk a little bit more about where you see things going in the advertising industry. Okay, Lisa?
Sure.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Dude. Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatic.
Dude.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
So, Lisa, what's next for our authentic copywriting maven?
Well, that's a great question. I'm getting lots of requests to offer more training on this, so okay. I'm looking into ways that I can help empower more people to really embrace this new way of marketing. So that's pretty exciting. And I'm also working on a book. So I plan to publish a book on the topic and get that out into the world as well. And soon I'll be hosting my own radio show.
Oh, congratulations. Wonderful.
Thanks.
It will be a broadcast or online?
It will be online. It's going to be hosted on a network on Blog Talk Radio as well as syndicated onto iTunes.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm excited. I'll probably get some pointers from you along the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Feel free to call me anytime. And just I wanted to be clear, you don't only work with women entrepreneurs and business people. You work with all kinds of people, right?
That is correct, and thank you for saying that. The majority of my marketing has been focused towards female entrepreneurs because that tends to be who I attract naturally. Mm-hmm. I also do work with men, and I don't do that to exclude men. I simply do that to connect deeply with the majority of my clients. However, I have a ton of really fabulous men coming to me saying, hey, we want to market this way too. Don't leave us out. And I assure you, I'm not.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I have to admit, sometimes I get a little peeved because I see these like great women offering wonderful services, but they're like very exclusively only for like women entrepreneurs and stuff. And I just feel like left out, you know? I mean, I understand women used to feel left out, but it's kind of like going in the opposite direction now.
You know, it's so interesting that you say that because when I created my How to Create Marketing Messages with Integrity, Attract Your Ideal Clients with Your Authentic Voice program, it really was tailored specifically to women. And I do, however, in the audios talk about I'm not excluding men, but more and more men are stepping forward and saying, hey, look, we really want to play too. And so I've been looking at that and looking at how I'm going to structure my future trainings. And, you know, I don't ever want anyone to feel left out. I want everyone to get the support that they need because it is important that we're all moving in this new direction and really doing everything that we can to support one another.
And your trainings, are they like in-person live events or are they online? How are your trainings?
Thanks for asking. I have some self-study programs available on my website.
Wonderful.
And then I also do specialty training. So anything that I offer, for example, I offer a 5-page web copy and strategy package. That can be turned into a live training. So people will bring me in and have me do trainings. I've created training for small business development centers and things of that nature. And I also do interactive speaking engagements. I call them business marketing breakthrough boutiques. So businesses and organizations and event planners will bring me in to their events or their organization to present on this topic and then do mini hot seats to help people break through their biggest marketing challenges.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Do you have any events coming up in the near future or over the summer you'd like to mention?
Not at this
moment.
You know, I'm taking the summer to kind of relax. I've recently relocated to Ashland, Oregon, and July is my birthday month, so I will be practicing extreme self-care all month long.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. Ashland, how far is that from Portland?
It's only about 4 hours. Drive, anyway, yeah.
I love only. You know, see, this is the big difference between West Coasters and East Coasters. Like, a four-hour drive to someone from New York City sounds like, oh, my God, that's like a whole day drive. And to someone on the West Coast, that's a morning commute, you know? wonderful. And since you mentioned it, what is your website for our audience?
Oh, thank you for asking. My website is writeoncreative.com. It's writeoncreative.com. And there's all kinds of great free goodies on my website and my award-winning blog. And you can also grab a free copywriting action plan to learn more about the simple 3-step challenge solution and invitation formula to create marketing messages with integrity.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I'm curious, we just got a couple of minutes left, but with social media becoming more and more and more important in like everything that a business does, have you found that because of social media, that this whole copywriting marketing, that things have changed significantly?
I don't don't know that it's because of social media, but I believe that social media is a fabulous platform to build relationships when it's used in the right way.
I see. And the work that you do is, you know, applicable for social media as well as for, like, just website copy and regular ads and stuff?
It absolutely is, and in fact, I do something called a content strategy plan where I help people really focus on their overall messaging essence and then how they're going to share that across platforms to get the best exposure possible.
Wonderful. And so again, your website is?
RightOnCreative.com.
Okay, great. And I do recall there was like this nice big free offer as soon as you get to the homepage. Maybe you want
to mention. That's my copywriting action plan. So anyone who is interested in learning more about these philosophies, you can definitely grab that. You'll get 7 power-packed marketing message techniques to help you stand apart from the crowd and to be of true service so you easily increase your profits. Plus, my framework for the challenge, solution, and invitation is expanded in there, and you become a member of the Right on Creative community, where I occasionally send out updates and information to help you build your marketing message and business.
Wonderful. Well, wonderful, Lisa. It's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure.
Absolutely. And you got to let me know when you're going to come to New York City so we can get all our local EBC people together and have a little dinner.
I would love it. It's on my list.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Lisa. You have a wonderful afternoon, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
You as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I do hope you all will take the opportunity and go to her website, rightoncreative.com. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I do hope that if you missed last week's show, my interview with Robbie Holtz, all about Aboriginal healing and spirituality and awakening, so please check it out. And next week, you're in for a real special treat. A wonderful filmmaker who I interviewed a couple of years ago for his film The Nature of Existence by the name of Roger Nygaard will be back on my show talking about his latest film project, The Truth About Marriage. We dig in deep all about relationships and marriage and his own personal little things, I guess, his voyage around relationships and marriage. So very entertaining. Roger's a wonderful guy. He's a very funny writer in Hollywood, has worked with people like Larry David, and I'm catching him while he briefly winds his way through New York City on his little trip around the country. So I do hope that you'll tune in next week for that. More and more great hosts. I got many more guests booked up through August. So you guys, I'm telling you, we've got some really great content, great offerings, great information for you. So I do hope you'll continue to tune in. And of course, go to the website, talkingalternative.com, and sign up for our newsletter so you can learn all about it. Coming up next, of course, our favorite actor here in Talking Alternative, Kevin Barbaro, with his show Coffee Talk 3.0. I wonder if he'll tell us any alien abduction stories today. We'll see. So make sure you stay tuned. He's coming up next, and we will talk to you next week.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.